The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WHIO and Cox Media Group.
This hour is sponsored by Take Two Healthcare.
America's top talk shows with breaking news, traffic, and weather.
WHIO.
WHIO.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Van Merkel, Take Two Healthcare. Great to be with you this marvelous November day. And happy Thanksgiving, everyone. It's going to be here in just a few days. Hopefully you're ready for it. And I am Dr. Merkel, Dr. Van Merkel, Doctor of Chiropractic, board certified in clinical nutrition. I've been here in the Miami Valley for how long? Almost 40 years. 40 years. That sounds like a long time. Right here behind this marvelous microphone. Oh, my gosh, over 25 years, probably inching closer to 30, and it is an honor to be with you here behind this marvelous microphone on the AM 1290 and News 95.7, as well as online at WHIO.com. You can listen anywhere in the world as long as you got internet access to this marvelous radio show and keep informed what's happening in the Miami Valley. It is a wonderful thing. And I am honored and appreciate the opportunity to be here every Saturday with you. And I got some a very good show for you today. A lot of interesting things going on in the world and in the world of vaccines. And I got to tell you right now, there's some bad news. And I'm just going to tell you my mother got COVID. And it's the first time she got COVID. And she is 90 years of age, unvaccinated. Now, I'm just going to tease you with that a little bit. I'm going to talk about her in a little bit as go on. But I'm going to tell you, go through what's happening to my mom, how she's doing, that kind of thing. But I'm going to review some other things now because I think this is a very important period in the history of the world, maybe definitely of our country. And it's pretty amazing what's happening right now. And, oh, man, this is crazy. I mean, there are some things called madness, but let me just read through some headlines here and about where we are. And I'm unvaccinated. I'm 64 years of age in good health. So I'm going to read just some headlines here just to pique your interest here, because I think those of you who are unvaccinated, stand strong. And if you are vaccinated, think very carefully before you get another one. Think very carefully before you get another one. I know you got vaccine passports and all that craziness, and we're going to talk about that too. And we'll take some calls here a little bit later, but just some headlines. Here's one, and these are sent. I have friends all over the country, and they email me things. And here's the headline: in November 2021, a 12-year-old dies 2 days after taking the Pfizer vaccine, and German officials pull back mandatory shots for children. A 12-year-old child dies 2 days after taking the Pfizer vaccine, and because of that, Pfizer pulls back mandatory shots. Here's another one. The Epic Times, the CDC says there is no record of naturally immune transmitting COVID-19. So once you've had COVID-19 and you've recovered, there is no record, none of somebody who's naturally had COVID and recovered of transmitting COVID-19. Now, it's not true with a vaccine, is it? You can get vaccinated because the vaccine does not keep you from getting COVID or keep you from transmitting it. The whole point of the COVID vaccine is to keep you from being hospitalized and getting very, very sick from it. Okay. Okay. I got this just yesterday. It's from a patient of mine, Zot. And he's really involved in this information on COVID. But this should cause you, no matter where you are, some pause to think about what's happening worldwide. And there's been a worldwide, here's the title of it, worldwide surge of sports people suffering sudden health issues, and even sudden death after the vaccine. And let's just go through a few of them. Now, these athletes are probably the healthiest people in the world. Tremendously healthy. And they're at the highest level of athletic endeavor. We've talked about a couple professional basketball players, U.S. basketball players, NBA players, who have been sidelined from the season. And quite honestly, I suspect there are some athletes that will never play again. Because to play at that high level, suppose that you get myocarditis and you have the use 10% pancreatic function or 10% lung function. Now, 10% to you and me may not be a big deal, but if you're working out, if you're playing at the highest level against other athletes who are at the highest level, 10%, maybe even 5%, you're out of it. You're done. And here's Kyle Warner, 29, professional mountain bike racer, developed pericarditis after his second dose of the Pfizer COVID-19. And now here's one of the problems. He went to the emergency room doc, and that doctor refused to believe it was an adverse reaction to the jab, to the vaccine. Instead, he blamed it on a psychotic episode. Huh? A psychotic episode. So how many of these cases are happening and a doctor refuses? They're so brainwashed into the vaccine that they won't even acknowledge that, well, maybe it is the vaccine. Have you ever had this history before of extremely elevated heart rate? No. Well, then is there a reason for it? What do you think? A psychotic episode? And so how many people are being ignored? Okay. Or a doctor just refuses. And I've covered before how doctors have a difficult time it takes so much work and effort to go and actually log a side effect of the vaccine into the database. So a lot of doctors just don't want to do it. But there was another one. He went to a cardiologist who did diagnose pericarditis after another doctor said it's a psychotic episode. So who do you go to is very important. Here's another one. This is one of Norway's greatest cross-country skiing talents is knocked out by COVID vaccine. His name is Daniel Akervik. I'm not saying that right. Pardon me. But he's 17 years old. He's 17 years old. And now, this isn't just some halfway athlete. This guy won the national cross-country skiing competition twice as a 15-year-old and 16-year-old. He's also taken victories in biathlon. So this is a guy who's at the highest level. And at 17 years old, his season has been suspended because of a, and I quote, severe reaction to the jab. And so here's another one. A vaccinated footballer dies 2 months after brother dies, both from cardiac arrest after taking the vaccine. Two brothers. This is a European football. An Italian soccer player passed away in Palermo yesterday. And let's see. Here's a 23-year-old sportswoman, well-known Sicilian city, died of cardiac arrest after being rushed to the emergency room. Her 25-year-old brother had been found dead in September after just taking a nap, and his sudden death was speculated to be caused from the vaccine. A vaccinated hockey player, Boris Sadecki from Austria, dies after cardiac arrest. And again, after he had been vaccinated, even after days of intensive treatment, he still passed away. And it goes on. Argentina footballer dies. Oh, here's one that's really sad. Leslie Riggles, Hanover College senior. She's a 2018 Denver High School graduate, played basketball in college, died unexpectedly in November, Sunday. A basketball player. Wow. Hanover College, and we all know where Hanover College, that's not that far away, died unexpectedly Sunday. And I know I got a daughter who's 20 years old, is playing college volleyball, and they recommended everybody get vaccinated. And she called and said, "Dad, I'm going to quit volleyball if I have to get vaccinated." And they got a waiver, so she didn't have to get vaccinated. But I think her and only one other girl on the team are unvaccinated. So is it worth playing basketball or volleyball if you have to get vaccinated? Well, my daughter's was not my choice. It was her choice. She said she was not going to do it. Here's a jockey. Champion jockey Tom Greenway dies at 38 after getting vaccinated. In Spain, a 21-year-old footballer dies from a heart attack after getting vaccinated. Here's professional bodybuilder, former Miss Olympia, Sean Roden, died of an apparent heart attack. And a 24-year-old player dies. Here's one for the match. He had to sit out due to illness. And it goes on. I'm not even halfway through it. Here's a Miss World contestant found dead at a house in Italy. She had to get the jab to travel. And how old was she again? Very young, 24 years old, died from the jab. And it goes on and on. Another Norway athlete. U.S. athletes from all over the world are having problems with this. So is it worth, okay, now let's just go through this. Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers. He's unvaccinated. There's been some other professional football players unvaccinated. And in MedPage, there's a medical doctor who said, I'm passionate about public health and public policy. And he was born and raised in Wisconsin, his medical doctor was. He's a big fan of the Green Bay Packers, big fan of Aaron Rodgers. However, he says, we get vaccinated for the greater good. For the greater good. For the greater good. Huh. So that's why we're all supposed to get vaccinated, so for the greater good. So as an unvaccinated, healthy young person, you pose a greater risk of spreading the virus to the portion of the very young, very old, immunocompromised, who don't share your level of fitness, than if you were fully vaccinated. Well, that's not true. That is not true. So why now limit? One of Mr. Rogers' concerns, one of his concerns is infertility. And I quote from this medical doctor, according to the CDC, there's currently no evidence that the vaccine causes fertility problems. Let me say it again. According to the CDC, there's currently no evidence that the vaccine causes fertility problems. Hello. This vaccine has only been out for most people, less than 9 months. We have no idea about fertility problems. No idea. They want to vaccinate 5-year-old children. When are you going to know if that 5-year-old child is become infertile because of the vaccine? When are you going to know if that boy or girl is now infertile? How soon are you going to know? That is the stupidest statement. There's currently no evidence because there's been no study. There's been no trial. They're finding out that girls who are menstruating after the vaccine are having menstrual problems. Well, as I shared last time I was on the radio, the CDC has finally decided starting January of 2022, they're actually going to study young girls and do a study to see if the vaccine is causing menstrual irregularities. It hasn't been studied yet, people. We have no idea if the vaccine is going to cause fertility problems. We do know in 2014, I've shared this before, that the COVID vaccine, there's been many COVID vaccines. They were started making these things in 2005, COVID vaccines, coronavirus vaccines were being produced, but none of them made it to market. None of them made it to market. You know why? Because in the laboratory testing that they did, there were too many test animals died. Now in 2014, that vaccine caused, and I quote, profound effective infertility. And that's why that researcher said that's why the 2019 coronavirus vaccine is going to do the same thing. Because this coronavirus under emergency use authorization has not been tested on laboratory animals. Who is a laboratory animal right now it's being tested on? Oh, yeah, we're seeing deaths. I think right now it's been documented there are 17,000 deaths. Now, let me ask you this. If there were a statin drug that had killed 17,000 people this year, or a blood pressure drug that directly caused 17,000 people this year, or an asthma medication directly caused 17,000 people this year, do you think it'd be yanked off the market? Now, it's been estimated that there could be as many as 200,000 deaths. But like that other doctor, he said, oh, it's due to a panic attack, psychotic episode. They're not, doctors are not attributing the deaths to the vaccine because it's too much work. And we know it's too much work. I've shared with you on that other nurses and doctors that have tried to get these things done and to get other doctors and nurses to report these, but it's too much work. And so it's estimated over 200, possibly 200,000 people have died from the vaccine, from this vaccine. Again, if this were any other drug, it'd have been yanked off the market right off the bat. It wouldn't even made it to market. Wow, pretty scary, isn't it? Now, I know we got some callers online, and we'll talk to those in a minute. This is pretty scary about what's happening. I know we got to take a break right now. You're listening to Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And we're back. I'm Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. Great to be with you this weekend before Thanksgiving. And I am Dr. Merkel, doctor of chiropractic, and I work at Take Two Healthcare. Got a couple other great doctors there, Dr. Andrew Dyer and Dr. Natalie Yaley. Dr. Yaley is certified in thermography, which is a great, very nice option to assist with breast health. It's a safe, painless breast scan. When tied with blood testing, it is a great way to really assess the health. And I recommend you go to our website and learn more about that. Dr. Dyer is board certified in acupuncture and clinical nutrition. And we would love to help you with your health problems. And I'm going to go right in. I know we got some callers online. Hold on. I'm going to take those after the break. I got a couple things I want to go over here. Did you know there's a second grader that was suspended 38 times, 38 times this year already, for refusing to wear a mask at school? Good for her. 38 times she's refused to wear a mask, and Governor DeSantis is giving her a little spotlight here for standing up, and refusing to be a little sheeple, to be a sheep and just blindly go where you're supposed to go when there's been no. I'm going to talk about Scotland and Sweden here if I get time on how one of these countries had a lockdown and the other one didn't. Who fared better? Hey, it's time for a break. We're going to talk about my mom when we come back from the break. We got some callers online. A lot of great information. Listen to Dr. Merkel. We'll be right back after this.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And we're back. This is Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. Our office is in Royal Swiss Village, by the way. That's on Far Hills Avenue, just north of Whip Road. And our office number is 937-433-3241. We have a great website at take2healthcare.com. And random, we're going to go right now to Craig from Hamilton. He's been holding for a while. And now listeners out there, when I say random, I'm not just saying random, like random.
Hey, I was looking at Doug Sittel, S-I-T-T-E-L, on Google, and there was a podcast, Young Girls Trafficked.
I'm not sure what we're getting here, Craig. Random. I'm getting a feed in my headphones. That's wrong. That's a wrong feed.
The Sound of Music, her blog, says they can make a killing off of a hit.
I'm hearing something else.
Look for Cameron Admits in the Doug uploads.
So I'm not sure what's going on here. We're having a little technical problem here. Craig, I don't know if Craig's on. I don't know if you can just... There, I just shut that off random. I was getting it through through that line.
From its originality.
And it's still there. Anyway, we're going to go right now. Random will work on that, but or maybe at the break we'll take it.
The other end of my tap phone...
No, we're getting something on that line. It's not right. So we're gonna move ahead. I want to talk about my mom, and she has COVID. She got about 10 days ago, And now she had been at home and stayed at home for about a year. She'd go to church and have, but she did have people come into her house several times, you know, Bible studies, things like that. And she stayed pretty good, but she did get a UTI about 3 weeks ago. And, you know, my mom grew up on the farm and she likes cookies, cakes, and pies and chocolate. And she eats too much of that and sometimes doesn't drink enough water. And as a result of that, she got a UTI and was sent to the hospital to get, there we go, random. We're not getting that noise anymore. But I'm going to talk about mom a little bit more, and then we'll take Craig. And as a result of, who knows, being out, she got COVID, which is fine. Everybody's going to get exposed to COVID. And she's went to the hospital. She's only there a couple of days. And she did get really weak and had problems walking. She's 90, as I said, 90 years old, and had problems walking. And so went to the hospital because she was so weak and that kind of thing. Put her on some, actually, they didn't put her on any meds. They talked about doing remdesivir and ivermectin, and we declined both of those. And I said, do not do a trach on her. I didn't believe she'd survive a trach. And so she is doing, oh, okay. All right. The main thing I told my brother and sister was that mom needed oxygen. Her O2 saturation was only about 84%. I said, mom, get some oxygen. She'll perk up. Her blood pressure is running low, about 110, which is too low for mom. At that level, she can't think. She has problems, very slowed speech, no strength. And as soon as they put her on oxygen, she really started to perk up with COVID. And I said, that's really all she needs. And she needs to drink plenty of water, chicken soup, if they'll give her that, and that kind of thing. And then she, after a couple of days, she's in a nursing home now until she gets stronger. And my sister sees her and said she's perking right up now. I'm not going to go see her because I've got a daughter who's in a volleyball tournament right now. And the daughter I was telling you about, who's actually, she's got a tournament game here at 12 o'clock. So I'm going to bust out and watch it online. But her team has won 17 games in a row, and they won their first round in the tournament. So they got another tournament here. But because of that, and my daughter's going to be coming home over Thanksgiving, I'm not going to go see my mom, who's been exposed, who's in a nursing home. Because if my daughter gets exposed or tests positive for it, for COVID, then she can't play in the tournament. So I'm not doing that, but my mom is doing well. Now, one of the things we did for mom, and I've had her on at least 5,000 international units of vitamin D per day, and when she got the UTI, we put her on 10,000 international units per day, zinc lozenges, a product called RM10, lauricidin. It's a protocol I've got online at take2healthcare.com for people to have to boost your immune system, to help enhance your immune system. So if you get COVID, if you get the flu, you get anything, this is going to help boost your immune system or optimize your immune system so you have better outcomes. And my sister is giving us updates and said mom is really improving nicely. She's able to go to the bathroom now, able to walk. She said she's walking better, but she still has to have a little assistance. But that's really the main thing. Reason why she's in the hospital is until she can really take care of herself, go to the bathroom is probably the key thing, because she is pretty heavy. She is 5 foot tall and weighs about 200 pounds. And my sister and my brother just cannot lift her up. I'm not sure I could lift her up because she's just so heavy. So that's why she's in nursing home, and we've told her that you get well enough that you can go to the bathroom by yourself, then there's great likelihood you'll make it home. But my mom is doing really well, never been vaccinated. Now, I know you vaccinating people or hate to hear that my mom is doing so well without being vaccinated. She does have two primary comorbidities. One, she is overweight, no doubt. She's also 90. However, I think the most important comorbidity factor is, are you on drugs? Do you take drugs? And the more drugs you're on, the more comorbidities you have. I don't care if you're thin. If you're on drugs, you are sick. Now, my mom was heavy, but she was on no drugs. She had a blood pressure pill drug that she would take a couple times a week when she needed it. But as long as her blood pressure is around 140, we're fine with that. If it got up to 170, she'd take it to bring it down. But that didn't happen very often, a couple, two, three times a week. But I believe that is why my mom is doing so well. She's never taken drugs for long term, just for short things, maybe an antibiotic for UTI or something on that line. So anyway, that's where she is now. Now, nursing groups look to tackle, this is a quote from MedPage, November 18th. Nursing groups look to tackle COVID misinformation, and misinformation includes distorted facts, I'm quoting now, as well as inaccurate and misleading information that is not grounded in, and I quote, peer-reviewed scientific literature. Well, guess what? There is no peer-reviewed scientific literature on the efficacy and benefits of the vaccine. It's not been out long enough. But then they go and add this little bit, or is counter to information disseminated by the CDC and FDA. Well, guess what? Even our president is not going by the guidelines of the CDC or FDA. But here's what's happening. Pfizer, the FDA. Now, here's where our government is. The FDA asked court for 55 years to fully release the Pfizer vaccine COVID data. 55 years. Well, how it works out to, there's this study. The FDA study has 329,000 pages, and the FDA has decided to only release 500 pages a month. 500 pages a month, which means it's going to take 55 years to get all the information out. Now, when you read MedPage, there are doctors say, well, that 329,000, there's probably only 3 to 5% that is useful information. The rest is filler. Now, when do you think that that really useful information is going to get put out there? And if this information were so good, so informative, so helpful, so it's such that it proves the Pfizer vaccine, why would they wait 55 years? Why would they not want to get out to as soon as possible? Because they got something to hide. They've got something to hide, which is what's happening. Now, got this online. It's official. Fauci has admitted that the vaccines aren't working and that vaccinated people of every age are getting sick and dying. That's true. They're not working. So what is Fauci's answer? More booster shots. Well, the first two aren't working, so get a third one. In Israel, they're looking at a fourth vaccine because they're not working. Now, what makes you think that the third vaccine is going to magically work when the first two have already been proven disastrous failures? So, and we already know professional force figures are dying on fields and courts right in front of public view. And if these were effective, they are effective. Well, anyway, some of these people are really rabid. They're saying if your goal is to exterminate the human race, that this is the way to do it is by potential vaccine mandates. Well, as I talked about before, infertility, I want to mention one other thing here, that the spike protein affects the testes in men and the ovaries in women specifically more than just about anything else, which is why women are having problems with their periods, which indicates fertility problems. If women are having problems with their periods, we're talking fertility problems. And but if you vaccinate a young 5-year-old kid, okay, could that cause infertility? Very likely, very probable. But also, could it affect secondary sexual development? Could affect secondary sexual development. Nobody knows because it has not been tested. Hasn't been tested. So you gonna experiment on your kids? That's what they're telling you, experiment on your kids. Well, in fact, we want you to experiment on your kids to keep grandma and grandpa from dying because of their comorbidities. Yeah, vaccinate your child, and just like the kid in Germany, 12-year-old child died after getting the vaccine, and Germany said, oh, we're not vaccinating these young kids anymore. But are we smart enough like they are? No. Do you know that 30% of healthcare hospital workers are unvaccinated? And they're losing their job if they don't get vaccinated. Well, you know what? Last year, they were able to function just fine in the hospitals without vaccination. They're able to take care of people who are sick, and they didn't get COVID. And now all at once, all these hospital people, nurses, doctors, healthcare people are turned stupid. No, it's about an agenda. There's no point They're saying, well, in MedPage, it's saying MedPage, November 18th, only 70% of hospital-based healthcare workers are fully vaccinated. Wow. Wow. And so what's going to happen when these vaccine passports come around? Okay, so you've had two vaccines. Now they say, hey, you got to have a third, and then you have a fourth. And your passport is no good unless you follow what the government tells you to do. Are you going to get in line? Right now, there are thoughts from experts that these COVID vaccines, because they directly suppress the immune system, could very well increase cancers to a level we've never seen before. We don't know yet because these have not been studied. This has not been studied. The vaccine's only been on the market 9 months. It's only been on the market, okay, 11 months, not long. What's going to happen 3 to 5 years down the road? We don't know. You want to step in line for that one? I'll be part of this study. I'll be part of the control that doesn't get vaccinated. So while these professional athletes are hesitant, hospital workers are hesitant, hospital professionals are hesitant, let's look at Scotland and Sweden. Scotland is half the population of Sweden. And yet Scotland scored higher excess death rate for 2020, with much more. Sweden fared much better than Scotland on many pandemic outcome measures, including excess deaths, weight gain, alcohol-related death, inflation, economic viability. Sweden did not mandate face masks at any point during the pandemic. Let me say it again. Sweden did not mandate face masks at any point during the pandemic. They also did not shut schools down. And Sweden's response to coronavirus has been about taking the right measures. It's about, and what I'm just going to edit it down to common sense. If you're sick, they wanted people to stay at home. If you feel bad, stay at home. That was it, basically. And Swedish preschools and schools for 6 to 16-year-old children have stayed open during the pandemic. And the public health of Sweden made the assessment that closing schools in Sweden would not be a meaningful measure based on any analysis of the situation in Sweden and possible consequence for the entire society. And you can go look at that. You can look at the information online. It's there about how the head of the health department in Sweden says, described the world's lockdowns as madness. And I quote, it's as if the world has gone mad and everything we had discussed was forgotten. The cases became too many and political pressure got too strong. And then Sweden stood there rather alone. And he said that shutting down schools is also necessary during the pandemic. And scientists from the Institute Pasteur in France indeed found that there's no significant transmission in primary schools, either among the students or from students to teachers. The study also confirmed that younger children affected by the novel coronavirus generally did not develop symptoms or present with minor symptoms that may result in a failure to diagnose the virus. They were so mild, they didn't even warrant testing for the virus. So are you going to put your children at risk? None of mom's grandchildren got vaccinated, or as far as I know, most of them didn't get vaccinated, and mom was okay seeing them. And she saw many of the grandchildren, many of her children, grandchildren, even great-grandchildren during this last year and a half. And I asked mom, if would she want them to get vaccinated so that she wouldn't get sick if there's a risk of them becoming infertile? She said, absolutely not. Well, all your older people out there have comorbidities. You want everybody to get vaccinated to protect you. Why don't you do something to get yourself healthy? Okay, that may be mean, but 90% of all comorbidities are self-induced. And you can do things to improve your health. And that's what we do at our clinic. We've not had a single patient die from COVID. In all the year and a half, we've had many patients get COVID. They follow our protocol. My mom's got COVID. She's on the protocol. I've got a brother, several nephews that's gotten COVID. No one's died. Well, someone's gotten sick. My mom's got sick the worst. She ended up being hospitalized, but because she got weak. So follow those things. We got a protocol online at Take Two Healthcare. You need some more help and get tested. Well, that's what we do at our clinic. We actually test you to see where you're at and what you need to do to be healthy. That's really the key. Now, we come back, I'm going to give you some more specific things to do after the break. And again, if you want to contact us, our office number is 937-433-3241. And we're going to do a break right now. You're listening to Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
The rest of our Saturday is looking mostly cloudy, but mainly dry. We'll see a high temperature today around 49 degrees. I'm meteorologist Austin Chaney.
And I'm Jonah Adi. It's 42 degrees in downtown Dayton at 1157 on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And we're back. I'm Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare every Saturday, 11 to noon. We'd love to help you with your health problems. And if you're worried about COVID or you have COVID, there are some things we can do to help you. Not that we have a cure for COVID. Of course not. We don't have a cure for COVID, but your body does. Your body knows how to take care of COVID and virtually everything else if you're healthy. And you may be missing some nutrients. You may have some toxicities, imbalances, dysfunction. And that's what we do. We test your body to see exactly what's wrong with you and what we need to do to fix it. It's all rather easy. We do lab testing, and we'd be happy to help you and help you with your health problems. But as far as COVID, the vaccine, the fact that the FDA is going to take 55 years to release this, the Pfizer studies on vaccine, oh my gosh, that is really bad. If the vaccine was that good, why would they want to delay 55 years to get all the information out? If the vaccine information was that good, I mean, wouldn't they be splashing it across the news now and having it on the news every day and in the papers and everything? It must be bad. It must be bad. And that gives me very bad feelings that I would not do that. That confirms that I should not be getting the vaccine, that the people I know and care about should not be getting the vaccine. It's your choice. But think, why would the FDA petition to get the Pfizer study delayed 55 years? There's something bad going on. Say you're listening to Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. Hope this is beneficial to you. Hopefully you will take responsibility, and we'd love to coach you and help you in that path. As I say every Saturday, do something today to be healthier than you were yesterday. But we got Thanksgiving coming. Thank God we live in a free country still. And we have the freedom to choose. Our freedoms might be limited the way things are going crazy right now, but stand fast like that second grader did 38 times. Stand fast. Your health depends on it. Maybe those you know too. Say, we'll be back next Saturday after Thanksgiving with another episode of Take Two Healthcare. Have a great day, great weekend, and have a good day. I'm Dr. Merkel.